I am Father Kevin Shemig. I'm pastor of Our Lady Guadalupe Church in Macedonia, Ohio. Our reading for this Solemnity of St. Joseph is from Matthew's Gospel. Now, this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him. He took his wife into his home. God comes upon us many times unexpectedly. We need to be ready. What can make us ready? Health providers tell us that a rush of cold helps our bodies as well as our attentiveness. Could God and rush of cold be connected? Joseph was facing a cold, harsh reality. His wife was pregnant and the child was not his. The reality of her pregnancy was as if a cold rush came upon him. God too came unexpectedly in a dream, but Joseph was ready. Joseph flinched and woke up to a divine reality. Jesus is Mary's child as well as his child. Jesus is the Savior. Jesus took the two as his own. The rest is salvation. Today we should not fear when a cold rush comes upon us like disappointment, the darkness of sickness, or tough financial times. God is in all of it. We are to follow the example of Joseph. Flinch, don't fear, take it all in, and let God wake us up to salvation.